We're looking at the deadline for QLA signup. Can you bring us up to speed, first of all, where we're sitting with enrollment, Steve?
Well, actually, right now, we've got about 8,100 farms that have enrolled for QLA, so we've got producers that are applying. However, with the deadline fast approaching, today's was the original deadline, we recognize the fact that there were some additional work that we needed to do, some policy clarification, in addition to the fact that with those winter storms and freeze that occurred in the South, that many of our employees had to shift to other disaster programs. So we thought it would be good to reassess the deadline and provide an extension.
How long is it extended to, Steve?
We're going to extend it 5 weeks, so we're going to run it until April the 9th, Friday, April the 9th.
There's obviously been a lot of frustration on the documentation aspect of QLA. You know, not all elevators document dockage the same way. I know some of our dry bean processors, you know, some of them make purchases different than others. How are you dealing with compliance in that whole area, Steve?
Well, I tell you, that's one of the things that we're providing some clarification on. You know, obviously, wheat growers, barley stakeholders, many of the pulse crops have reached out, concerned about the documentation. So we've been working very closely with North Dakota, and especially some of the staff there at the FSA office, because they've been hearing those concerns firsthand. And we have made some exceptions to the documentation requirements. Originally, the program required a document of the quality adjustments, what the adjustments were, and then also the discounts, so the price discount. And we recognized in some of those conversations that because of the widespread loss and quality conditions, that some of those elevators did not provide specific information. So one of the things we're doing is we're making an exception to the documentation to enable a producer to get a letter from the elevator, or possibly have the elevator identify based on the date that they sold their feed wheat, for example, or feed barley to the elevator, what that price would have been had they been able to sell it, you know, for either milling or for malting barley, if we're talking malting barley or milled wheat. And then we're going to use that information as support to show that price decline as a result of those quality conditions. So we are making some exceptions to the documentation requirements so producers can maintain eligibility for the program.
Have other states had similar issues, or has it primarily been in this North Dakota footprint?
Actually, it's mainly been from the North Dakota, South Dakota area. Obviously, there's always those concerns surrounding documentation because the program was very specific, but, you know, we were doing that somewhat to ensure that we had and maintained integrity of the program to make sure that producers were being impacted by a quality loss condition rather than just a marketing, timing of the market or something along those lines. But the majority of the concerns that we've been hearing have been coming out of that Northwest Plains area.
You mentioned the weather challenges that were part of that decision. I see that the Biden administration's got some new COVID restrictions that are impacting staffing at the county level. How does that impact what we've got to do over the next 5 weeks then?
Well, I'll be honest with you, that also was taken into consideration, because you're right, the Biden administration has been taking actions associated to COVID and making sure that the employees are able to stay safe, and so they have applied some restrictions associated to visitors in our local offices, which does have an impact. We actually extended the time frame that we were originally discussing as a result of the policy changes an additional 2 weeks. Trying to take into consideration also based on the feedback we were getting from the field staff about being able to really manage and take applications in a remote environment. Obviously, we have changed our posture since the beginning of COVID, and so we have been administering programs in various parts of the country with limited visitor engagement or activity or actions in the office physically. And so, but it does hinder a program like this that can be a little bit more complex for the producer to complete. I can tell you our county offices are open and open for business, in the sense that, you know, we're able to take these applications over, you know, online. We can take them over the phone. We can work with producers to make certain that they meet the deadlines to apply.
Steve, I know when you visited with one of my colleagues 2-3 weeks back, you said that that the FSA wasn't going to be able to make final decisions on the remaining half of the WIP Plus, the 2019 WIP Plus payments until we got through some of the QLA stuff. What's the impact there?
Obviously, that we weighed that as well, because we know this assistance has been waited for. Obviously, we're only covering right now 2018 and 2019 losses for those events that occurred in those calendar years. So you could have had a little 2020 loss as well. But we recognize the fact that this is going to hold up by a couple weeks our ability to determine what the demand is for the program. We are trying to streamline the back-end side, so once we get the application process done, we've been trying to look at functionality and processes-wise, how we can streamline it so that we can gain back a couple weeks. We can't obviously gain back the full 5 weeks, but how we can gain back some weeks so that we can try to keep that momentum going forward with regard to assessing whether or not we can pay the remaining 50% and also whether or not the QLA payment would have to be factored.
Obviously, you've got a lot of balls in the air right now. It seems a lot of things going on here, Steve.
Yes, definitely we do. And thank goodness our county offices are doing the great job they are in trying to keep up with it all, because I can tell you we've got a lot of deadlines. Some of those deadlines have shifted as a result of trying to get a better handle on where we currently stand, the status, CRP, CFAP. But our county offices keep charging on, and we're very proud of the work that they do.
I'm curious, how does it work when they're working at home, at a remote location, trying to handle, obviously we're dealing with private information here with these growers. How is that handled? We talked about that this morning in one of our meetings.
Well, to be honest with you, FSA invested into two software applications. Number one, it's Box software, and then OneSpan. Box software allows us to share information electronically, without the threat of PII information. So producers can actually, send information online through this Box software. Also, OneSpan allows the producer to sign the documents electronically. And so we've invested a good bit of effort since COVID by providing the employees laptops. Not all areas obviously have laptops, but where we can and could afford laptops, we provided them. So that they could engage with those producers that way. So we recognize the PII information, the sensitivity, and we've tried to address it to make certain those county offices can still do their job, even if they have to do it remotely.
I appreciate the chance to visit on QLA. Is there anything else on that extension or on the program itself that we should take note of here, Steve?
Well, I would just, say that recognize that they are producers that may have come in, I would just say that if producers that have come in previously to try to apply for QLA and may have been determined, well, if you don't have the documentation, you're not eligible, I would encourage those producers to make certain they revisit with the offices. We did have a meeting yesterday providing this updated policy and guidance to the field, and so we don't want to miss out on them having the ability to come back in and determine whether they're eligible under this new exception that we're providing for the documentation piece. So I just encourage your producers to make certain they reach back out if they have been determined not to have the proper documentation to still visit with the county office.